This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden on Wednesday pledged to do whatever it takes, as long as it takes, to help Kentucky and other states after a series of deadly tornadoes that he said left a trail of unimaginable devastation. After surveying tornado damage in Kentucky, President Biden said that getting people out of shelters and into housing is a top priority after this disaster. Biden spoke of the stress felt by victims of natural disasters, such as the weekend storms that swept across 8 states. So far, at least 90 people are confirmed dead from last week's storms. The new Omicron coronavirus mutant spreading around the world might bring another wave of chaos, strengthening to further stretch hospital workers already struggling with the surge of Delta cases and upend holiday plans for the second year in a row. However, at a news conference, White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said progress on vaccinations and boosters has the country in a good position despite the emergence of Omicron. The White House insisted there is no need for a lockdown because vaccines are widely available and appear to offer protection against the worst consequences of the virus. However, even if Omicron provides milder on the whole than Delta, it might disarm some of the life-saving tools available and put immune-compromised and elderly people at particular risk as it begins a rapid assault on the United States. The Canadian government on Wednesday advised Canadians against all non-essential international travel due to the spread of a highly transmissible new corona variant, the Omicron variant. The health minister, Jean-Yves Duclos, said to those